Almost Famous with John Shea. Featuring local and independent musicians from the South Shore, Boston, and New England. On 95.9 WATD.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD. Introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass. I'm John Shea. If you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out. Find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow tonight on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio. And subscribe to the podcast. Find that by searching Almost Famous WATD on your favorite podcast app or at AlmostFamousRadio.com. And tonight, I'm being joined on the WATD Tiny Stage by singer-songwriter Billy Thompson. How you doing, my friend?
What's going on, John? How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
For those who don't know you already, give yourself an introduction.
Sure. My name is Billy Thompson. I'm originally from the South Shore, and I play all over the South Shore. I do lots of different projects, both as a sort of freelance guitar player, but also as a singer-songwriter doing my own thing. I have a band, the Billy Thompson Band, that does both my own tunes and some choice covers. But I also back up a variety of artists, so I try to keep busy.
I want to talk more about that in a bit, but you've also got some new music out there since the last time you were here, which was in 2022. Talk about what's out there on the streaming services from you.
Sure, absolutely. Since the last time I was here, I've put out two singles. One is called Mercy, and the other tune is called The Art of Disappearing. And the band is currently in the studio working on five more tunes to be spread out and released independently. So we're really looking forward to that as well.
Fantastic. If somebody wants to stay up to date with your progress, where's the best place to find you online?
Any social media, Billy Thompson on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. The website is BillyThompsonProductions.com. So any of that, you'll be able to find music, videos, all that good stuff.
And speaking of Billy Thompson Productions, you did mention you've got your hands in various projects in and around the South Shore. Can you tease some of those? What are your side hustles?
Sure. I've been playing with a band called The Common Good for a long time that features a lot of good friends of mine, including members of the Billy Thompson Band. We play all over the South Shore. My good friend James McCarthy just put out his debut record, which I played guitar on and helped produce with him, and he's doing really well with that. And in the past, I've played with Sarah Borello, and I've played with Jackson Weatherby, and so the list is long and very humbling as well.
And I have to mention a big shout-out to Ashley Dawn, who threatened me if I didn't mention her on air tonight. So hello, Ashley. And thank you for
Ashley Rock?
For introducing me to her, because she's amazing as well.
Yes, she is.
Let's start off with some live music, though. What are we kicking off the night with?
I think I'll start off with something a little slower. This is a newer tune I have. It's called Don't Give Me Another Thought.
Let's hear it. Billy Thompson live on the Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Thank you, buddy.
Put me out to pasture with the other sacred cows. Take the chains that hold me back, throw me off the bow. Hide me with the other junk in the back of the lot. Just cover my rust, put me on sale, and don't give me another thought. Fill me up with meaningless work to occupy my days. Surrounded by people with death in their eyes and poison in their veins. Slam me on the back of the truck with the other fish you caught. Just slice me up and serve me raw. Don't give me another thought. Tell me in that perfect voice, so tender and so pure. You're no longer in love with me, you never really were. Go on and tell me true love never can be bought. I can see a sparkle in your eyes. Don't give me another thought. Kiss me once and say goodbye. Ask the kids if they had fun. I heard them say their new dad is better than the older one. Please tell them I tried my best, gave it all I've got. I guess they forgot to say goodbye. Don't give me another thought. Refuse to drink and don't look up. The creepy guy at the bar who plays a kind of forgotten music with an out-of-tune guitar. Will I still believe in rock and roll? I just never got my shot. Some things just aren't meant to be. Don't give me another thought. Some things just aren't meant to be. Don't give me another shot.
Billy Thompson on the WATD Tiny Stage. Nice job, man.
Thank you, bud.
Talk about that song. How did that one happen?
Actually, this tune happened very, very quickly. Normally, I labor over songs for months and months and months, and this tune actually came together in one day very quickly. It's kind of about people of a certain age and sort of looking around, and I guess I would say people around my age, and sort of looking around and looking at their lives and maybe seeing failures that they've had or things that haven't quite worked out the way they thought it would. So there's a lot of that in my life, so it was very easy to write.
I can understand. If somebody is liking what they're hearing tonight from you, there are a few chances to see you live. One of them coming up on April 18th, you're going to be at the Red Lion Inn Cave in Cohasset. Give us the details on the upcoming shows.
Absolutely. So the 18th is going to be a great, great show. If you haven't been to the Cave at the Red Lion down in Cohasset, you need to come. It's one of the coolest venues on the South Shore. Very small, very intimate, and the vibe is fantastic, and it's always great music in there on Thursdays. On that particular show, my good friend Bert Schwartz is going to be opening up the show and his band. So we're planning some fun things, and it's going to be a fantastic night of music at the Cave.
And then if you can't make it to that show, the next night you're closer to the Boston area. You're playing a show in Stoughton.
Right, exactly. If you can't quite make it to Cohasset on Thursday night, the Billy Thompson Band will be at J&G Grill in Stoughton, which is always a great time. Kevin and his crew do a great job there. It's a great sound system, lights. It's always a good time. So if you're looking for something to do on a Friday night after work, come on down and jam out with us.
Both of those shows you said are full band shows.
Full band shows, that's correct. The Billy Thompson Band will be bringing it.
Let's go back in time and talk about your musical beginnings. When did music start to become part of your life?
It really sort of hit me around the time, early teens, mid-teens. That's really when I really started hearing it and discovering it, and it had an impact on me. I started playing guitar probably about the time I was 14 and was sort of inspired by the early 90s sort of grunge bands, Nirvana and stuff like that, but quickly moved on to classic rock artists like the Beatles and the Stones and Zeppelin and stuff like that. It's just grown and grown and grown. And as soon as I was playing, I was trying to write and record and do shows. I was hooked right from the first minute.
What's the first song that you remember hearing that made you say, that's what I want to do?
Honestly, it was probably when I was a little bit younger. It was Paradise City by Guns N' Roses. They played the video on MTV, like on constant rotation, and the energy and how wild it was and how rockin' it was. It just was like, Yeah, that's for me. That rock and roll energy, I'm all about that.
So let's take a few steps forward. What's your first on stage music memory?
I was a freshman in high school, and it was the talent show. It was like the end of the school year talent show, and it was they called it the Sophomore Smash. And my band was the opening band, and we were all freshmen in high school. And I think I was wearing yellow shorts, some weird blue like tie-dye t-shirt. My hair was all moppy, and oh God, it was so terrible, John. I you know, there's video of it out there somewhere, and it's probably the most embarrassing thing that you could possibly imagine.
So when did it go from, you know, playing on stage your sophomore year of high school to actually becoming a career?
About the time I graduated high, well, really before that, I started playing out in bars and stuff about the time I was 16, 17 years old. And then once I graduated high school, I went to Berkeley and really got serious about learning and practicing and digesting all kinds of new music and being in the city and going to the jazz clubs and stuff and really just seeing just amazing, amazing musicians. And then that helped me sort of say, okay, this is what I want to do, and really push myself to be a better musician, better songwriter, better producer, everything.
Let's continue with your live music. What are we listening to next?
Let's see. We'll do another ballad. This is sort of the song that sort of started my little late career resurgence here. And this is a song called I Never Said I Loved You in a Song.
Let's hear it. Billy Thompson live on the tiny stage with the acoustic. 95.9 WATD. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Working at the fish pier, I guess it's my dream job. It's better than my last job, though it's pretty much the same. Everybody down there says I don't belong there. Seem a little bit different by the way I say your name. Well, I guess you were right all along. I never said I loved you in a song. Well, I live by a funeral that's never ending. They're always sending flowers to my door. Maybe I should join them and live in sorrow. And maybe tomorrow won't hurt anymore. Yes, you were right all along. I never said I loved you in a song. In the apartment, been trying to remember. I think it was December when you said you'd had enough. Well, you turned and you walked out as I wept by the back door. You said you heard it all. Because you know I loved you
Billy Thompson on the WATD Tiny Stage. I need to know the story behind that song, too.
Oh, absolutely. So that's a song that's sort of about a failed relationship and me not saying the things I should have said and waiting too long to say them, and then it was too late. So it's a song about a relationship I should have been able to save and I wasn't able to.
I'm curious to know about the voice that we're listening to tonight, your singing voice and your performing voice, just the voice that comes out in your songwriting. How did you discover what we're listening to this evening?
It's taken a long time. Let me tell you, buddy. Singing for me has always been a very distant second to my guitar playing. So it was something that I worked and worked to develop and I struggled with for years. And I'm still developing it and still trying to get it and still trying to zero in on it a little bit. But it's definitely trying to find that vulnerability and that thing that's in my soul that I want to express, and not only expressing it through the guitar, but also through my voice as well.
I want to talk to you about Berklee, because I've had artists on the show who have graduated Berklee in the 70s and the 80s, and artists that have graduated just in the past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So what did Berklee teach you when you were there?
Just the pure amount of great music that is out there that is waiting to be discovered. For me, it was meeting lots of different people from all over the world that come from different musical backgrounds, and in a lot of countries from around the world had played very traditional music. Maybe it was traditional Afro-Cuban, traditional Brazilian, traditional whatever, and Spanish music, whatever. And hearing them play that and incorporate that into whatever type of modern style they were incorporating it into was so inspiring. And being able to discover artists that I never would have heard of without studying them at Berklee, and going to the library and seeing how Duke Ellington wrote horn charts, or understanding how Miles Davis constructed a song, or how John Coltrane soloed over Giant Steps. All these things were just completely eye-opening for me.
If there's a younger artist listening right now, maybe in high school or even junior high, thinking about eventually pursuing a degree in music, what advice would you give them?
I would say it's an amazing, amazing thing to do. I would definitely say to make sure that you have two bases covered. Make sure that your playing is fantastic, but also the music business is constantly changing and constantly evolving. So whatever you're studying, make sure you're taking a business component so that you can keep up with those changes, understand what's happening, because those are the types of things that will further your career. Even if you're the world's greatest musician, not having any business sense, you'll fail. So if you're doing it, absolutely work on your instrument, your voice, your writing, whatever it is, but don't forget about the business end of it, which is a huge part of it.
I would agree with that, because I've had many, like I said, many artists on this show who have pursued a degree at Berklee, and even more recently, most of them have either majored or minored in music business, and it's paid off huge for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a lot of people say, well, it's stuff you can learn on YouTube or you can learn here and there, but there's nothing like having a professor that is in that field to be able to teach and show you and really make you understand how it works, or may possibly get an internship or anything like that that will greatly help your career.
And there's the old adage too that has proven to be true, at least in my case working in radio, and I'm sure with a lot of musicians as well, is it really is who you know. Mm-hmm. And not really what you know. If you know the right people, they can, you know, point you in the right direction, and you can accomplish things that you probably couldn't accomplish in any other situation.
Absolutely. And to add to what we were talking about before, another thing for any aspiring young musician is to get out and to network. And when you meet new musicians, always be humble, always be on time, be prepared, be a pleasure to work with, and do all the things that a professional musician does, and then you'll have a long career. You'll play with lots of great people, and you'll meet amazing musicians and things like that. So being professional is just really, really important as well.
That's Billy Thompson on the WATD Tiny Stage this evening. We're up against our first break of the 9 o'clock hour. We have a lot more to get to and more songs to share as well. So stick around to 95.9 WATD Almost Famous, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage Hour, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England, brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass. I'm John Shea, being joined tonight on the Tiny Stage by singer-songwriter Billy Thompson. How you doing, my friend?
Fantastic, buddy. How's it going?
I'm great. Thank you for making this work.
Yes, absolutely.
For those who might not be familiar with you, give yourself another introduction.
Sure. My name is Billy Thompson, and I'm a singer-songwriter, guitarist, and producer based on the South Shore. I play with a variety of bands, but I also have my own band, the Billy Thompson Band, that plays around Boston and the South Shore doing originals and choice covers. And so you can always find me playing somewhere on the South Shore every weekend.
And share with us your contact information, where it can be found online, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Just look up Billy Thompson and that in any social media, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. My website is BillyThompsonProductions.com, so there you can go and find everything under one roof, and that's where you can find it all.
And a couple of upcoming show dates, including one here on the South Shore at the Cave in Cohasset.
Yes, that's going to be April 18th, Thursday night, big show at the Cave. My good friend Bert Schwartz and his band will be joining me, and it's going to be a fantastic night of music. As I mentioned earlier, the Cave is a fantastic venue, one of the coolest venues on the South Shore. Great vibe, great staff. It's just a wonderful place to see music. Nice, small, intimate place. And Birch and I have some cool things planned, so it will be a show to see for sure.
Cannot wait for that. And also, since the last time you were here, which was in 2022, you've released some new music. What's out there and how can you be found on the streaming services?
Sure. I tend to release singles rather than full albums. So if you go to Billy Thompson on Spotify, you'll see all my singles listed. And they're also on Apple Music, YouTube Music. I have videos for all the songs as well on YouTube. So if you're into seeing me perform the songs, you can just go to YouTube and see it as well.
Now, let's say that somebody doesn't necessarily believe in the way that Spotify pays musicians, if they want to actually pay you money, can they buy digital copies on Bandcamp or anything like that? Where's the best way to go to support you that way?
Yes, there's no physical copies, but you can buy digital copies on the Apple iTunes store. And I think that's probably about it nowadays, but that's the best way to do it. But the best way really to support is to come out to the shows,
yes,
buy merch, be a part of the scene. That's really the best way.
Well, let's entice them more. Let's do some more live music. Let's get them out to the shows. What are we listening to next?
Absolutely. I'll do a tune called Mercy next, which was my single before the last one.
Let's hear it, Billy Thompson. Whenever you're ready, the tiny stage is yours. 95.9 WATD.
Like a sinner in the eye of the storm, calling out to a ghost for forgiveness for the crime of just being born. All your failures, they feel like home to me. All your lies and your all I'll ever be, all I never was. All that's left are the imperfections. Mercy, oh mercy, won't you take me in your arms? And still feel those floorboards shaking, like your demons rising up from the earth. You were looking for someone to blame. I was screaming, I'm worth it, I'm worth it. Mercy, oh mercy, take me in your arms. And mercy, the tears, I'm the scar that you left behind. And mercy, my Angeline, won't you hold me close to
Very cool. Billy Thompson live on the WATD Tiny Stage. Nice job, my friend. That sounded great.
Thank you, buddy.
Talk about that song. How did that song happen?
It started out as me wanting to write sort of a Peter Gabriel So era song. And so I started with a bass line that sort of carries the song on the recording and built it from there. Used drum machines from that time period, synths from that time period, and really wanted to create that sort of vibe. Lyrically, the song is about dealing with tough things that happen in our lives, tough things that happened in the past, moving on from them, learning to live with them, finding people in your life that can help you overcome those difficult times and really see the light. And so it starts off as a sad song, but by the end, it finds its way as being sort of more uplifting.
Well, speaking of Peter Gabriel, let's dive into influences.
Sure.
Who did you grow up listening to? Who are you listening to today?
The first real big influence for me was Jimi Hendrix, and I worshipped him when I was in high school. It then moved on to the Beatles, who are probably my biggest influence, who I just absolutely love. I'm a Beatles fanatic. And also, the sort of standard classic rock guys, Zeppelin and the Stones. And then once I got to Berkeley, I really started discovering all different kinds of music, and I got into R&B and 70s R&B and funk. Jazz and world music and bluegrass. And so the branches from the tree of influences just keep getting longer and branching off and finding all kinds of new music.
How about on the local front? Who are you listening to from this area, from the Boston community, the South Shore?
Luckily, I was nominated for a New England Music Award last year, and going there and seeing all the great artists. My man, Jackson Weatherby, who I played with for years, his band, The Elevators, I always want to know what he's up to. Someone I've been really listening to a lot is Mary McAvoy. I love her voice and that R&B style that she does. Also, the projects that I'm involved in, I really, really love, like James McCarthy. And I'm always keeping an eye on my good friend, Sarah Borello, and she's out in L.A. doing great things. So I'm always listening to her as well.
How about a song you wish you had written?
Oh, boy, there's a million of those, buddy. Probably the one song I think I wish I had written is Graceland by Paul Simon. I think it's one of those perfect songs where every line is amazing and it somehow paints this perfect picture that you can see in your mind, but at the same time fills you with complete emotion. You completely understand where the character is at in his life and what he's experiencing, and it's just such a perfect song.
Now, as somebody who is an accompanist, you play guitar with many people, mm-hmm. and I know you've done the cover shows yourself as well. Is there a song you just refuse to play? Is there a song you just cannot stand to listen to or play? What is that song?
Oh, buddy, again, that list is long, too. I mean, we were talking earlier about being a professional musician and, doing what you got to do, but really, if I never play Wagon Wheel again, I'll be
yes,
a happy
thank
man.
You. I appreciate that. When you were first starting out in music way back in the day, mm-hmm. who was that one person who believed in you from the very beginning and said, you can do this?
Oh, man. It was, I hate to sound negative, but the only person that was really, truly believing in me, I feel like, was myself.
That's a good answer.
A lot of people was like, what are you doing? And growing up, I was an athlete. I was a good student and I had other opportunities. And music, before I got to Berkeley, I was not very good and really struggling. And everyone was like, you are crazy. Why would you ever do this? Why would you ever do that? And I had to keep telling myself, this is the thing I'm going to do. I'm going to get better at it. I got to do it. I got to see it through. So, you know, it's really me. And then, you know, my family, once they sort of saw how into it I was and how much I was putting into it, they really came around and started supporting me. So that was important as well.
I think that any profession that falls under the entertainment umbrella, you know, radio, music, acting, the one question you get asked by everybody is, what's your backup plan? And if you're going in to say, if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be anything else like that, nobody's going to ask you what's your backup plan.
Right,
but it just seems to be in this particular field, that seems to be the question. Did you ever have a backup plan?
No, I didn't.
Good.
I was like, I'm doing this or whatever. Unfortunately, that means, you know, like any artist knows, that means working jobs and 9-to-5 jobs and doing things to make ends meet. And, you know, you do what you got to do, and that's okay. And, you know, when I was starting out in my late teens and early 20s, there was definitely no backup plan.
Let's do more live music from you. What are we listening to next?
Let's pick it up a little bit. We're going to do a tune that you can find on Spotify. I want to play this tune for my coworker Maureen, who sits in my quad at work, and she loves, loves, loves this song, plays it for everybody. So this is a song called Set Me Free Tonight, and I'm going to dedicate it to my quad mate, Maureen.
Let's hear it. Billy Thompson on the WATD Tiny Stage. Whenever you're ready, sure. It's all yours.
Can I dream? Can I dream of you tonight? Would you believe you've got me out here losing my mind? And all these things that weigh me down just seem to disappear when you're around. She's got style, little bit rock and a little bit glam, and ooh, that smile makes me forget just who I am. And just when I think that I'm losing control, she fills me up with her real. Like the world isn't falling apart, and maybe then we could fill that void in our hearts. Well, most of my life I've been hesitating. I'm tired. Like we're the all-night ones alive tonight.
Billy Thompson on the WATD Tiny Stage. Great job.
Thank you, buddy.
Let's change direction here and talk about live performing. When did live performing become part of your career?
Very early on. I mean, that's all I wanted to do was perform live when I was a kid. Every talent show we could get into, I was there. And then I started playing professionally in bars about the time I was 16, 17 years old. And I mean, just, I was hooked. From the beginning, I was hooked, and I almost never turned down a gig, and I'll drive anywhere, I'll go anywhere, I'll play for one person or 100 people or 1,000 people. It doesn't matter to me. I just love, love, love being on stage.
Whether it's yourself solo or playing with a band or backing somebody else up, what's your favorite onstage moment up until this point?
This is a good question. Probably the very, this goes back a long time, but I had written a song in my first band. It was my high school band, and I had written a song, and we played it at a gig one Friday night, and everyone said, what is that? What is that? What song is that? And it's one of our own tunes. Oh, that's really great. And then maybe a week or two later, after a couple more gigs, I remember standing up and looking out, and all of our fans were singing every word to the song, and that was really the biggest moment when I went, wow, I love this. I can do this. I want to do this. This is just, it filled me with such joy to see that. So that's been driving me ever since.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We have two more songs left. So what are we listening to next?
All right. Let's see. Let's do something light. I'm starting to get into some nice weather. Let's do sort of a song you might hear on the South Shore, sort of nice, light, and easy. This is a fun song called Swinging Zebras.
Billy Thompson, 95.9 WHD, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, bud.
We sit here swinging on a bicycle made for two. Sits here smiling, doesn't care what we do. We smoke our heads, wondering what's inside. She thinks she's drowning, so I pull her aside, because we're swinging zebras lost here in the jungle. We watch the lions roaring and the monkeys tumbling. We eat the green grass and drink the sunshine. All we do is relax and have a good, good time. Giggle at the stripes on our bellies. She strokes my mane as we head for the deli. We stuck to lens to the sounds of the jungle. She gets a laugh from the elephant's rumble. Cause we're swinging zebras lost here in the jungle. We watch the lions roaring and the monkeys tumbling. We eat the green grass and drink the sunshine. All we do is relax and have a good, good time. Lost here in the jungle, we watch the lions roaring and the monkeys tumbling. We eat the green grass and drink the sunshine. All we do is relax and have a good, good time. We have a good, good time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have a good, good time. Good time.
Billy Thompson, WATD on the Tiny Stage. I have to ask about that song.
So how can I put this? So that's a song that was written a few years back, and that was an afternoon, a summer afternoon on the beach and walking around under the influence of certain substances and sort of seeing and sort of having all these laughing and just having a ball in one of those great sort of summer days into summer nights that we have down here on the South Shore. And so that was inspired that song.
Speaking of which... Mm-hmm. At one point along the way, you were in a Phish tribute band, which was awesome. Could you talk about those days? Because I saw you guys live once or twice, and it was just a wild type of show. But you guys are no longer together.
That's correct. That's correct. You know, stuff with people having families and jobs and stuff like that, it can be tricky to do things like that. But that was a fantastic band and a fantastic time. We covered the music of Phish, and I loved playing it because the music was very challenging. And at the same time, very, very freeing. And if you're a musician and you want to improvise, it just allows you to just live in the moment and take the music exactly where you want it to go. And you can just be so full of joy and happiness playing that kind of music. And I'm very happy that there's a venue like Soundcheck Studios on the South Shore that specializes in bands coming through that do that kind of music and bring that sort of improvisational spirit down to Pembroke. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful venue, and they do a great job down there. And I love playing there, and so a big shout-out to those guys.
What is easier for you, playing and writing your own material or performing somebody else's?
Definitely performing somebody else's. You know, when I'm writing my own material, I think any songwriter or artist will tell you that it can be a torturous process. You know, you're trying to sort of peel back the layers of getting to what you need to say and just the way you want to say it, just the way you want to play it. It's the coming up with the right rhythms and the right instrumentation, and it's such a laborious process. And at the end of it, I'm like, I never want to hear this song again. I can't take it anymore. Whereas I can learn a Taylor Swift song in 5 seconds and be ready to rock and roll.
We are up against our final timeout of the evening. We have to take one more break. We have one more song from Billy Thompson and more stories to hear and tell here on 95.9 WATD, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass. We're back in just a few.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
For the final time this evening, welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England. Brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass, I'm John Shea. You can follow along tonight, Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio. Find the podcast too by searching Almost Famous WATD on your favorite podcast app or at almostfamousradio.com. The interview from tonight's show, Billy Thompson, will be posted later on this evening, so you can find that there. And if you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. For the final time tonight, I'm joined on the WATD Tiny Stage by singer-songwriter Billy Thompson. How you doing?
What's up, buddy? How's it going?
Doing great. Awesome. How's it going for you?
Fantastic.
Give yourself one final introduction. Who is Billy Thompson?
Sure. My name is Billy Thompson, and I'm a singer-songwriter, guitarist, and producer on the South Shore. You can catch me playing all over the South Shore every weekend and also in Boston. I play both with lots of different diverse acts, as well as I have my own band, the Billy Thompson Band, which plays my original music as well as some choice covers.
How long did it take you to come up with the name of the Billy Thompson Band?
Like 2 seconds, buddy.
Okay, perfect. And you've got some shows coming up, one in Cohasset, one in Stoughton, back to back.
Yes, so it's going to be a fun weekend of shows. That's going to be April 18th. It's a Thursday night at the Cave in Cohasset. And the Cave is at the Red Lion Inn. And if you haven't been to the Cave, it is one of the coolest venues on the South Shore. It is a small, intimate venue with tons of vibe, a great staff. It's a great, great place to hear music. That night, it's going to be my band as well as local legend Birch Schwartz Band will be joining us. We got a lot of fun things planned, so it's going to be a great night of music.
To find you online, where's the best place to go?
The best place to go is any social media. If you just look up Billy Thompson, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music. I also have videos for all my original music and other fun things that I do on my YouTube channel. So you can search Billy Thompson on YouTube.
Fantastic. And tickets for the upcoming show in Cohasset, is that up on your socials?
That is correct. Yep. You can look right on Facebook or Instagram and you'll be able to get the link right for the tickets.
Fantastic. We have time for one more song before we shut things down. What are we listening to close out the night?
Sure. I'm going to do my newest single that was released maybe about a couple months ago, and it's called The Art of Disappearing.
Let's hear it. Billy Thompson, thank you so much for making this work tonight. Best of luck with the shows, and we'll catch you soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, John.
95.9 WATD, one final time, the tiny stage is yours.
Like there's no one around. Take this
snow on a